Blog Talk Radio.
So pay attention, babe. Pay attention.
Oh, Father, who art in heaven, quick gave me a beat. Now Pomona's on the set now. Get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? Mama tries, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G-up and I'm crazy. And there's a mellow ghetto breeze on my ass, cause I'm sagging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain how it hits me. I'm trying to take responsibility. But see, in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I never hit a woman, nah, but I slap the shit out of the bitch. Why you bullshit? If you think for a little head, you get for a little head, little dream. But I ain't going against the grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my hoe, huh? Yeah, nigga, she's so that pussy for me and for Mona. You better take some of this nighttime stuffy, icky head fever, so you can realize I'm trying to get rid of it quick. Why you bullshit, medicine, nigga? She could free as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm sippier than Charlotte's Web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her yes, sir. Get your money, why you bullshit? Why you bullshit?
Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knife. She used to work down there at the Spring Bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, pop to tell me where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'm being, but I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some Stacey Adams. Shit, not that. You broke, been broke, gon' be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't really though. Cause I tell a lie, she'll tell a lie. Then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. Now I can take you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out.
And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit?
Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass and won't tell them to quit. Now, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck waiting till baby turn her back. Let little man come sock me in the chest again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat burgers. Fuck, talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking dad. What, your Medi-Cal expired? Cause they look like they've been eating cat. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Get a pimpin' pot. Cause I hope you're gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her cause you's a snack. She's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner. That nigga cool when all that shit. Say,
I won't be afraid. I won't go astray. I play like I weigh. I'm taking my place. Please let me stay. I hold to my grave.
So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this. And we blow you out like a candle tree.
And we blow you out like a candle tree.
Make it your money while you bullshit.
Right.
hero all day long. And you have backstage and threatening your existence. All in the Minnesota way. Take what you get against the paper. You bet. It's going to be put back. We are fluids. Back to the 25-yard line. Back to go to the catch.
To me, here's the question. When does he gain control of the football? When does this start? Does he have control there? I would argue no. That foot steps out of bounds. Obviously, close call, tough decision, made in New York. Actually, made here tonight.
I live on.
I would have called that incomplete.
We've seen that call incomplete within the majority of time. For the 25-yard line. Number one here for Deion Lewis, taken down by Mills. It'll be second down and 9. Well, Matt Patricia watching his defense, pretty much getting shredded. It's 408 yards tonight, 2.5 quarters. He's got one here, which is Tom Brady, looking on. One member of her man has another big comeback in him. Of course, that would not be the White Sox news. Just out of his holding. Over there by Corey Graham. He got a flag down. And a little conference here with Team's territory. Got a hold. It appears against the
drive
defense.
To the pass. Holding. Defense. Number 95. Bonjo Assembly. Automatic. Touchdown.
Uncle Kendricks right here. Watch the grab on the top end right there. And nobody can sell it like Brock. I do see him, and, you know, he's a big, strong guy. I do think he was definitely held there. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying Brock is the best in the NFL at selling those holes.
He'll be done in Oscar with a golden glove. Deion Lewis, through the middle.
I tell you, it's amazing to watch how fast that defense closes. And Bill Belichick did it. My guys to do this. Watch how this looks like this is going to be one of those jump cuts to the outside, a little gap in there, and things just close so fast. Vinny Curry that time coming, tripping off the edge. The people do that now. They're not wearing down, not happening the way it did with the Atlanta Falcons. They're still on their toes. It's fresh.
They're going to rotate 7 guys in and out. So they're down to 9. Your midfield taken in by Hogan. Ronald Darby makes the tackle, and that moves the chains.
Look what happens for Tom Brady when he goes to that play action. There is just nobody underneath, and he is so quick getting that football out. It's buying him that extra tenth of a second. And every Super Bowl, it seems like somebody becomes the favorite, right? And now it's beginning to look like Chris Hogan is making the play again.
Down there by Malcolm Jenkins after a gain of 4, second down and 6.
Watch Malcolm Jenkins. You want to know why he's the leader of this football team? Watch this play. You're talking about one of the toughest players in the open field to tackle is Deion Lewis. And Malcolm Jenkins has been making plays like that all season. He's been covering James White on passes to make a big play at a run stop.
Won the Super Bowl as a rookie with the Saints. Second down and 7. Through the hole there, and then stopping inside of the first down was Mills, setting up a 3rd-and-2. Lewis for the 44.
Patriots, one of those teams that don't audible so much, but they call 2 plays in the huddle some. And when you see Tom Brady kind of give it the old, I used to say, think about it more, but
that means
we want play number 2 now.
3rd down and 1 on the 45-yard line.
Use that motion back in. Knows he has man coverage.
Great protection again. And out of the middle. Inside the 30-yard line. Danny Amendola. Chris Hogan from 26th position on the clock to turn it back into a one possession game. This is just unbelievable offensive football. They're getting Hogan has got one to the outside and then back in. What a patient route this is. This is a veteran player understanding he has time. He understands that Tom Brady is going to sit there, look off the free safety, get him back in the middle of the field, and this is turning into fast break basketball out here. Three and a half to go in the third, and Tom Brady has already thrown for 440 yards. 29-36.
So this is it. Already we do.
Yeah, should've changed. Thank you. Because of the pace. The pace just wears defenses
doesn't give you a chance to get instead, it doesn't give you a chance to run exotic looks. And Brady has seen everything, everything. Whatever you show him, he takes it and extrapolates it out and makes it into a big play.
No chance on either team in the game. Second up is one. Second up the first half. Taking it to the three. So James White. Down to 10 minutes in the fourth quarter.
We saw it in the Super Bowl last year, but when Tom Brady can get a game into the fourth quarter, all those sacks, all those pressures, all those hits start to go away because the defense wears down a bit, and I think it's even happening in the Philadelphia. I didn't think it would. But the interior pressure of these tremendous football players, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Tim Journey, all those guys in there, they've been non-factors in this place.
Nice play of the run. And Brady will throw, and it's a low throw, and it is incomplete. And therefore, James White.
You say, boy, that was a low throw, but in reality, exactly what Tom wanted to do. Only his guy has a chance at this ball. Just one hop in there, but there's no way he was going to give those two defenders a chance for it. Physical, no big deal. Come back here on second down.
Second and goal, over 1,000 yards in total offense tonight. 5:57 for the Patriots. And Brady walks through the pass, reaching for a touchdown. They look unstoppable right now. And New England has its first lead of the game. Gronkowski beats Darby for the touchdown.
One more time now. The goal goes across the formation. And what does that do? That signals man coverage. And you know you have Gronkowski with a tight split, being able to go to the fade route in the corner of the end zone against a much smaller quarterback than Ronald Darby. The chess game.
And they will have their first lead of the game if they make the extra point. But tonight, you don't know.
And these kickers look a little unsteady on both of these logos in the middle of the field. Apparently, there were some issues for these kickers, and there were a lot of people out inspecting that area before the game, so we'll see.
So there it is. 52 logos, but that can get in your head. So the extra point to give. Bring in the first lead of the game. And we'll put it down. And the Patriots are on 33-32. This is going to watch for this fight. We might
watch.
Well, I told you don't bet on the game, dumbass.
Thank you.
and one. The way up to the 29-yard line. Either four, second down and six, 40 in on the tackle.
Yeah, anytime you watch Doug Peterson's play call, he takes advantage of two great athletes on this offensive line. Jason Kelce at center, Lane Johnson. You'll see those two guys pulling, misdirecting, giving the play on so many of these run plays. Tremendous athletes playing up front.
Second down and six. Fine time. He has to be one-on-one. Justin, but incomplete. Corey Smith and Eric Rowe. One-on-one downfield. That's going to make it third down and six with 8.5 to go.
James Harrison is the guy who's going to get the education from, but I have to say, Kalakulvati Vaitai on the outside for the Philadelphia Eagles has grown as much in the last month as any player I have seen in a long, long time. Yes, Harrison got him a little bit there, but that young man right there has turned his game around.
And he replaced the all-pro Jason Peters when he went down on an injury at the left point of the season. 36. And this will be 36.
First choice timeout. New England. A 30-second timeout.
New England takes a timeout. Timeout's refreshing, but whatever it was, they wanted to get the right personnel, the right scheme in there. Take it now, third down, sixth upcoming.
Yeah, that's one that, whatever reason, they probably got stuck in man coverage and didn't like what they were looking at and didn't want to give this one up. They get off the field here the way that Tom Brady and his offense is going. Yeah, the big Eagles have problems. We haven't beat the problem yet.
No. 21 points for New England in the second half.
Hey, Alshon Jeffrey needs to play. Stephon Gilmore has tied him up since he's made the move out there.
We have to see the backfield with a 4-by-1. Those players over there, and that is caught in first down. They all become big right now. Back first, they sit down first down.
Now, they played the work coverage. They had a lot of coverage in the middle of the field with the second slant in. It was out and then back in. They threw that working coverage in the middle of the field away and gave Hurts the chance for the one-on-one.
Oh, 315 yards through the air tonight.
Tackle and it's fourth down.
big play there by James Harrison. They were in trouble. The veteran saw this thing coming across and got just enough of Torrey Smith here to give his coverage a chance to get across the field, and the court able to make the tackle. But that was all James Harrison. What a heads-up play, veteran play right there. For the moment, they're going to leave the offense on the field. Do you dare? Well, Doug Peterson, you got 5:48 ticking down. The ball is at the 45. It's 4th and 1. The play clock is down to 4. And they go for it. And Foles under pressure goes caught. Just enough for the first down. Zach Ertz. Forward progress. Next in the first. With 5.5 to go. Nice big play inside. There's big tight ends working together on that one. Two tight ends on the left, and Ertz coming around the other way. One of the most dependable pass catchers in the National Football League. Didn't drop a pass all season. And when they needed it most, he hangs on.
6 catches, 56 yards for him.
We have to start paying a little bit of attention to the clock now, too.
Under 5 minutes to play. And the whistle here.
Timeout. Philadelphia.
And a timeout for the Eagles.
Fell in love so fast.
to the 22 goes Nelson Delora. Another first down.
I just can't say how impressed I am with Mitch Foles and what he's doing. He stared right down the barrel. There was another tiny little window to get that one in with plenty of coverage all around it. And yet Mitch Foles just continues to play like he's been doing this his entire life, battling against the likes of Tom Brady.
You want Chung is down on a one knee for an injury timeout.
Jeffrey, he made a few big plays, made the touchdown. They switched back,
taking over the game on the outside. Huge play here. Of course, they can take the lead with a field goal to get a touchdown. And they'll certainly go for two, trying to make a 7-point game. First and fourth. Third down and seven from the 12.
Underneath and didn't get a real angle for Foles to make this play here. Foles looked back,
for his inside receiver, that option out there, and just took a shot. Ooh, a little early contact on that one. Was he a runner? Would he have gone to the ground? I think there was contact on the field there. In the process of that play, if McCourty wasn't there, would Ertz have been going to the ground? That's a hard call, Billy. But they ruled him a runner at that point, and the call stands. You knew it would be something crazy with him. You knew it. Always. And now guess what? Tom Brady with 221. Might as well have a month. 221, 2 minute warning, and a timeout. Three possessions for New England and Michigan, all three have resulted in touchdowns. What? 11 game winning drives, fourth quarter, or overtime. Five. You know, all of the games that he has won, the Super Bowl games he has won, he's had a comeback.
Y'all, watch this. Watch this show.
We say 75 yard drives for Tom Brady for touchdowns. Whole different story here. This early seed and then just got hot. Really took over. Anytime it was one on one, the ball was going to him. Just as it does in all big situations, and I have no doubt in my mind it will happen again. Stephanie two.
Lights out, folks. Don't bet on this game.
Putting him inside against the guard, Chip Mason, pays huge dividends with the first sack fumble of the game. No question, that ball is out. That stands absolutely no question. The rookie Barnett, their number one pick out of Tennessee.
Number 72
is the 209. New England has a timeout. The clock can stop twice. They can take a timeout. You can also have a 2 minute warning. They can limit, throw up into a field goal. It will still be a one possession game. It will be 8 points. New England will be out of timeout. 209. Off the 31 yard line. They can take the timeout. LeGarrette Blunt to the 28 yard line. 203. That took 6 seconds. And there's your final timeout. It will stop once more at the 2 minute warning.
Brandon Graham has been their best all season at getting pressure. Here he goes from the defensive tackle position. Ordinarily, he plays outside. They have been working him more and more on the inside for that very reason. Get your best pass rushers on the field. That allows Chris Long to get on the field, Barnett on the other side. And it has been so frustrating all night long for this Philadelphia Eagles defense. And yet, with everything on the line, they finally get the break.
Nick Foles on the sideline. Brady checking the replay.
I've seen this movie too many times to think this game is over.
He's still charging. There's a
Check the phone.
I'm just rolling with this show. Running my mouth. But I can't get my music.
Companies call these commercials manifestos. There's your manifesto.
Sometimes the signs are hard to rule. Whenever you see clothes that clean, that's tied
up. Clean clothes safety indication of the tie bag. Tide users experience 10 times more cleaning power. Tide is America's number one detergent in America.
The first time, you know my purpose.
This is my dad's favorite day
when I celebrate. All your questions will be answered. This is us after the game on NBC.
One Michigan Wolverine on the left, the other on the right. Brand creates the turnover. Brady gives it up. Here it is again.
Say Brandon Graham has a reputation of relentless effort.
Yeah, we're playing the Patriots. Yeah, he was in the movie business. You're right. He's seen this movie before too.
Now, you have to cut the throw it one more time and just take that block.
Third down and five. But Peter controls here. Keep it on the ground and give it to block and stuff him at the 20-yard line. And try to make it an 8-point game with a field goal.
Yeah, with a field goal with Bushy Ticker and Jake Elliott. You miss it. You're going to place the ball out around the 35-yard line, something like that, and turn it over to Brady with a chance to win. How much pressure could be on this kick for Jake Elliott?
Well, this rookie kicker in the second game as an Eagle hit a 61-yarder at the Guns to beat the Giants back in week 3. Does it make its way to Broad Street? The main flag in Philadelphia?
They have had some parties for championships there, but I've been around Philadelphia football fans. This might be the biggest one of all. They bring this thing home.
This is the capper. I mean, the Phillies and the Flyers and the 76ers have all had big time parades. This would be the capper.
You can assume nothing. The snap, the whole snow, whatever pass, whatever rush, the Patriots have had to see it right here.
46 yard attempt. One of the second. Now he's going to hold it. Sure. 65 seconds. So Brady has to get all the way down the field and then a 2-point conversion.
Just cannot imagine the amount of pressure and to rotate that ball with the laces straight back. We saw that in a playoff game before and a missed field goal. To calmly send those laces around and give the young rookie a free swing at it. A great job by Jake Elliott, a nice job by Donnie Jones, too.
41-33. Robert Kraft. His team has gone to 9 Super Bowls.
Same situation, right, as last year. They needed eight. Yep. They go down, they score, they get 2-point conversions, and they win it overtime.
So, Elliott, to kick off. Deion Lewis, and here you see that we saw him on a Sunday night in Denver. One look back.
That is a really interesting call. You go for the home run shot, I guess, but that play almost took the ball right out of Tom Brady's hand. It'll come with the reverse, back the other way, short kick, gave him an opportunity.
For old Brady.
Yep. And it took several seconds off the clock as well. I think that was part of the reason they kicked it short. They wanted that clock left. From the nine, he's got to go 91 yards and convert a 2-pointer. Brady begins by swinging one to a receiver and then told him that he can't make the catch. That three down the sideline, second down.
This one with a little pressure here on this one. And the significance now of being able to protect the boundary. We've seen that in the playoffs with Stephon Diggs' play. You need to keep them in balance now because it's going to be very difficult to get out there and get that next play going.
There's long son of Howie trying to win back-to-back Super Bowl to him with the Patriots last year. Second and 10.
Brady under pressure.
Intended there for James White. It was in third down and 10. It was Derek Cornett putting the pressure on.
I can remember in the Super Bowl, I can't remember which one it was now. But there was a play at the end of it where Brady was sort of into a situation. I think it was against the Giants. He sort of looked right, pump fake, moved a little bit right, and then threw a go route back across the field to Randy Moss, freaking down here, and it was close.
That was the first game against the Giants. Brady is under pressure, almost. Incomplete. Pocket to left. They're down to their last play. They're trying to keep it going. Look at them.
Fletcher Cox finally with the pressure that made a difference. And these big guys have taken all game. They're back to back. They're two best pass rushers. They're two best players on this defense coming up big. This loss for a factor, too.
There's a hit for New England. 4th and 10 from the 9.
Brady's flying in the middle. And then he keeps going in the middle of the 20. But the clock keeps on ticking.
Yeah, tremendous. And Brady's got to get up there. Block it here. 26 seconds now. And still 78 yards away.
But you desperately need something to at least give you a Hail Mary position. And I'm sure that Josh McDaniels has to be thinking, what do we have to do to win this football game? We've been going up and down the field. But here it is. You need something around the 50-yard line to just have a shot into the end zone.
Down the field, Gronkowski is going to get a shot at the Green leads to a jump ball, but not before the Eagles talk about it.
The 30-second timeout.
The Philadelphia Eagles, a guy whose name we need to mention here, too, is Howie Roseman, the general manager who did a phenomenal job. Free agents, trades, worked the salary cap. There he is, the guy who was kind of the odd man out when he lost a power struggle with Chip Kelly a couple of years ago. Brought him back in. Phenomenal job building this team.
Absolutely is. I kind of thought that we might end up seeing one of the receivers come in and play DB at the end of this game in case you got the jump ball, but nobody is. I think it's three DBs back to the 20. That took 4 seconds. That's Darby, intended for a Phillip Dorsett. And you got 9 seconds.
I would rather have 2 shots in the end zone here than that 9 yards.
And then you pray for, if not a completion, at least maybe you get a defensive pass interference call.
There is nobody anywhere close to the ball and drop on Kelsey. That's a jam on the line of scrimmage. I would not let him run freely on this
one. Brady under pressure. Dave Fassack launching one for the end zone. It's a jump ball and obviously that rock goes to the runs out.
That's it. The end of the day.
And for the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over. Finally.
Yeah. Back up in your ass with 26. Don't want to fuck with me. Motherfuckers out there be like taking our stab, trying to do their own little this thing, but you can't do it, you know. So we gon' do it like this, like sit back, relax, get it cool.
Have you ever heard of Florida? I oughta start dipping, sipping on that FT gets me to tripping. I don't slip the bank with that mad ass door pound gang. It's a DPG thing. Corrupt from the FC. You wanna test me? Let's see if you'll survive 45 times. Like a hollow point headed for your dome. Take a couple steps, turn around in its own. Couldn't withstand the murderous mental. I subdue and then take 2 to your temple. When I cause all I cause from what's written, niggas collapsing when the straps is spitting. Look, this is how it's done, nigga. 1, 2. I grab my strap, your best run, nigga. I give the fuck, corrupt the kingpin of the click. Lit it with G, with the biggest dick.
Shit, a motherfucker better recognize. With the twist of my wrist like OJ, you won't die. I snack on motherfuckers like a bone. Wanna be the shit upon a microphone ever since I was born. Not to ever love a bitch. Learn game after game. That's why we are the best. Motherfuckers be gay to style minute after minute. But soon as you did it, I felt the nigga shit. Now what would you do if you could fuck with me or my crew?
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
What would you do with you if you could fuck with me or my crew?
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking house.
Big butterfly all day while I steady make my pay every single day in the LBC. Cruising through the east side, me and Lil Style in the back of a green 6-4 busting freestyle.
There's no escape, give me the pace in the tape case. How much money could a nigga make in one place? The review ain't shit new. You stupid motherfuckers can't fuck with my crew.
I see all these niggas trying to get with my kinfolk. Get so many buses on the west coast. And then to say the least, I see a few trick ass niggas laying low on the east coast. And the question is that, do you wanna rap, scrap, or blast, cause that nigga dead? I'll be the first one to hit him. Oh yeah, fuck BG knock out and every nigga down with him. Cause I'm a natural born killer and a stealer hat. Motherfucker, cause it's like that.
Now what would you like with you? You can fuck with me. It's so many motherfuckers that I can include. Who's quick to blast motherfuckers in a feud? It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. For instance, let's take these ruthless fools. These ruthless fools been a pound in one room. Assume it's only for conversation, so let's conversate. Slip a nigga to 38 then dip. Empty out the clip, mind on set trip, cause niggas talk shit.
Now if a nigga had a prayer before a nigga died, would the nigga be dead or would he stay alive? And if I was in your shoes, would I survive? Probably not, you probably let your clock go go pop, now drop to your knee and picture that nigga dad blowing in the breeze. Now what would you do if you could fuck with me?
But you can't, so don't even think about stepping in the motherfucking hell.
From the twitch of the eyes, you can see the line. Just know it when you see it, cause it messes up the flow to the real feelings, you know. And I'd rather be sipping on a glass of wine. Can you feel yourself in the ring with Everlast, trying to still a flow? I don't think so. Cock blockers come with their hearts beating jealousy in the way like a stray dog, trying to claim every bitch at his own. Cock blockers come in every color, even blue, yeah, this is true. Trying to fuck your woman, and even you. Now what the fuck would you do, motherfucker?
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? If you could get with me and my crew, what would you do? Won't you tell me what you would? Tell me what you would do. If you could get with me and my crew, with me and my crew, what would you do? What would you do?
All right, folks, I told you, don't put your money on the game. Hopefully you heeded those lessons of old and earlier NFL championships where you lost your shirt because you couldn't define the game. I was right, GRX. You were wrong. I did an informal survey for 3-4 days just to see who people thought would win. Everybody wanted overwhelmingly the Eagles to win. But everybody just realized that the Patriots was a more superior team when it comes down to the Super Bowl. But the most interesting person that I talked to was at the liquor store this morning. And I asked old girl, who you got in the game? She said, the game. I said, the Super Bowl? She goes, oh, I don't even know how they play. I don't understand it. I don't understand the game. I don't understand what they're doing. And I looked away and put my change in my wallet, grabbed my six pack, and I said, you know what? I'm crazy. That's what I told her. You good. You good. Fuck that game. It's more important thing. And so at the end of the day, win or lose, Patriots, thank you, Philadelphia. And more importantly for the NFL, I really appreciate the fact that y'all finally came to your damn senses. You let Randy Moss and Terrell Owens into the NFL Hall of Fame. That's big baller shit right there. I like to see the underdog win. This whole season has been addressing several issues, and I'm going to put them out there. The Kaepernick issue was settled. Your ratings are down. NFL ratings are down. People are protesting the protesters and protesting the ref calling. And now we see that, as the commissioner said this week, that you're going to have to settle what it is a catch and what's not a catch. Further, the CTE thing on the back burner and this ongoing effort to not even have folks from which you can create a pool. So the pool starts in Pop Warner, and if you have folks deciding that they're not going to be tackle football in Pop Warner or high school or elementary, or that actually does not help you once you get to college and then hopefully the NFL. Probably make you less experienced, and it certainly will wean out the people who are not qualified in theory. But you also, when you have such stringent rules on football in general, again, barring tackle or helmet use, it skews the athlete's ability by the time they get into high school and play contact sports to play it properly. But they don't have any discipline towards it. I didn't just pick up a basketball and go to my high school and get on the basketball team. In fact, they were less impressed with my street skills that I was known for than all of my skills. They probably put me on the team because I could run my mouth. And I had enough street basketball skills where I could play a team sport, which was the most challenging aspect of backyard one-on-ones and horse games and three-on-threes to full court at the play yard. You feel me? Or at the gym, wherever you could play. That went up in their own, in the whole street, shut down the whole street. So the point being, by restricting the aspect of football, you're going to end up with more people who can't play the sport properly. Thus, some change is going to affect this sport sooner rather than later. Rather, it's the type of play calling, penalty calling that affects the type of procedures and plays on the defense or the offense. All of this is going to affect and challenge the game moving forward, as well as the obvious with regard to CTE. Having said all that, congratulations, Philadelphia. Y'all deserve it. Congratulations, Patriots. Y'all deserve it, too.
That nigga E-40. Finna sprinkle some of you fools with some of this G-A-M-E, man. Some of this guy. Understand my system. Finna sprinkle you fools with my sprinkler system. Understand this stuff. It don't stop to the motherfucking Glock pop. And fuck a Glock, I'm fucking with the 6R. P226, Diana Ross, cousin Nina. Misdemeanor, that's what we do. Understand it. I be more hipper than the hippopotamus. Get off in your head like a neurologist. Push him awake to Atlas. Got a fighter by the name of Tupacalus. The 707, my roots go hella far back to floor terrace. I pull a 40 out of my bar cap, and then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the click. Sugar D shot legit. Family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Killing motherfuckers off crucial. Sitting them down mutual. Running through these lyrics as if I was fiber. Like Metamucil. Timer. Body water. Sprinkle me, my ankle. Sprinkle me, my ankle. Sprinkle me, my ankle. Sprinkle me, my ankle. Big timer, timer. Big timer. Body water. Thank you.
Foundation of this team, And wow, what a run it's been. When they were replaying that touchdown, any doubt in your mind?
No, not at all. I mean, if they would have overturned that, I don't know what would have happened to the city of Philadelphia. But I'm so glad they didn't overturn it. Oh, wow. The world champion!
Yes, congratulations. Let's bring in your MVP, Nick Foles. Just another game, right, Nick?
Yeah, just another game.
Unbelievable. All glory to God. Obviously, really like this night. She has no idea. It didn't seem like the game, the nerves, the pressure matched up against Brady bothered you. What was going on inside you?
I felt calm. I mean, we have such a great group of guys, such a great coaching staff. We felt confident coming in, and, you know, we just went out there and played football. You know, we played this game since we were little kids. We dreamed about this moment. There's plenty of kids watching this game right now dreaming about this moment. Someday we'll be here. And to be here is my daughter, my wife, my family, my teammates, this city. We're very blessed.
Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles. Underdogs no more. The Philadelphia Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. Congratulations. Nick Foles goes from backup QB to Super Bowl MVP. Reminder, this is us.